Now listen to him. He comes to that which is ahead. Just because the earth will be dissolved doesn't mean he's through with the earth. Just as in the past the earth was judged, it will be judged in the future, but the earth will go on as such. Listen to him now, verse 13. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which dwelleth righteousness. Now, I don't have time to stay with this particular truth here, an earth in which righteousness dwells. Now, righteousness does not dwell in this earth today. It's not at home in this earth. It's not at home in Washington. It's not at home in any of the capitals of the world. It's not at home in your hometown. And it's not in home where you live today. Righteousness will dwell in the new earth, in the new heavens. Now, you and I live in a world that Shakespeare described his time as this: the times are out of joint. That was in Hamlet. Well, the times are out of joint. Now, some of the poets have waxed rather eloquent and soared to the heights, and I think have misrepresented things. For instance, Browning in Pippa's Passage, he says, the lark's on the wing, the snail's on the thorn, God's in his heaven, and all is right with the world. Well, I don't know. The lark is on the wing, the snail's on the thorn. In fact, he's in my backyard, and God's in his heaven. But things are not right in the world today. And I'm glad there's another world, a new heaven and a new earth that are coming on. It's going to be wonderful. I've always enjoyed trading my old car in and getting a new model, you see. And God has a new model coming on of the earth. And I'd be glad when it arrives. It'll be a wonderful earth because it's going to be an earth in which actually righteousness will dwell. That's the thing that characterizes it.